As you know, we're back in ordinary time. We wear the green vestments, and the church gives us the Gospel of Mark to reflect upon as we begin ordinary time. And we read today from the first chapter of St. Mark about the Lord going to Capernaum. Capernaum was really the center of the Lord's teaching for quite a number of years. He sort of based himself out of Capernaum because St. Peter's house was there, just 100 yards or so from the synagogue where the Lord taught us in today's gospel. It says he entered the synagogue as was his custom on the Sabbath. The Lord, Jesus, became known as a rabbi, as a preacher. He would often go into the synagogues to teach. And this synagogue, if you go to the Holy Land today, the remains of this synagogue are still there. Some of the pillars and columns of this synagogue are still there in Capernaum. This is right on the Sea of Galilee. And this is where the Lord would also teach his famous John chapter 6 discourse about the Eucharist, was in this very synagogue in Capernaum. So one of the stops on tours of the Holy Land is always the ancient ruins of this synagogue. So the Lord went in to teach. And what amazed the people is that the Lord did not teach like other rabbis did. Other rabbis would just give sort of a commentary or a reflection on the scriptures, on the Old Testament scriptures. But Jesus did something differently. He taught with authority. He would say things like, Moses said to you such and such, but I say to you. And then the Lord would give his teaching with authority. And he would say things that demanded great authority. No one can come to the Father except through me. And who could say that? Only the Son of God could say something that outlandish, that no one can get to heaven except through me. So Jesus preached with authority because he was God. He could preach with authority. The scribes never preached that way. They gave, commentary, but Jesus spoke with great authority. And so people were astonished at his teaching. They were shocked. They were almost scandalized, it says, at his teaching. Well, then the Lord gives another teaching with authority. He shows authority by doing an exorcism. A man in the synagogue had an unclean spirit. And this man cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." See, this demon, or perhaps demons that have possessed this man, it seems to be more than one, because sometimes he says, "I know who you are," and then he says, "Have you come to destroy us?" See, it's sort of that split personality. Sometimes the individual is speaking singular, "I know who you are." Sometimes the demons are speaking together, "Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are, the Holy One of God." So the devil, of course, knows that Jesus was divine. They knew he was the Holy One of God. The apostles were clueless most of the time, but the devils, the demons, as angelic beings, even though they have a fallen nature, they are still angelic intellects, so they knew who Jesus was, the Holy One of God. And so Jesus rebukes them with authority and says, "Be quiet, come out of him." So the Lord, by his power as God, does an exorcism. The demons come out, and in a loud shriek and a loud voice, the man is cured. So Jesus does an exorcism, and now this man is perfectly healed, and the unclean spirits have come out of him. And again it says, the people were amazed and says, "Who is this? What is this new teaching? He teaches with authority, and he even has authority over unclean spirits." They even obey him. It says his fame spread throughout that whole region of Galilee. Well, I think the way to apply this to the church today is that the Catholic Church is the body of Christ. It is the continuation of Christ. So the Catholic Church continues, because it is the body of Christ, continues to teach with authority and do exorcisms. All of you are well aware with that when somebody is possessed, who do they go to? They don't usually go to a minister. They go to the church. They go to the authority of the church to do an exorcism. And so the church continues the work of Christ. It casts out demons. It does many countless exorcisms throughout the whole world. You might read about in Paris, the exorcist of Paris has written two books that you can read about his experiences of doing exorcism. So it's still very much alive today. And the church continues to teach with authority. No other church teaches like the Catholic Church teaches on abortion, on marriage, on contraception, on in vitro, on any topic, on homosexuality, whatever the topic is. The Catholic Church alone is that one voice teaching with authority today. Jesus taught with authority, and the true church, his Catholic Church, will continue to teach with authority and continue to drive out evil spirits.